I think it's easy to say that it would be very hard to find someone whose life hasn't either directly or indirectly been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. And now comes word that drug makers Biogen, and I believe it's called Eisai, are claiming their experimental Alzheimer's drug significantly slowed progression of this disease in their test subjects. It is a ray of hope for those of us that have watched loved ones struggle in the darkness this disease can bring. It's called lecanemab, I believe. And the question is, just how optimistic should we be about this development? Dr. Henry Paulson is a professor of neurology at University of Michigan, and he's also the director of the Michigan Alzheimer's Disease Center. Dr. Paulson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
So walk us through this study. Exactly what were they looking at? How does the drug work? And what did the researchers see?
Okay, well, remember that Alzheimer's disease has two proteins that accumulate. One is called amyloid and one is called tau. And this particular drug, lecanemab, it's an antibody, attacks the amyloid, a particular form of the amyloid. And the thought here is that since amyloid accumulates in Alzheimer's, if we were able to target that particular amyloid and eliminate it, perhaps that would be helpful. A lot of studies in the past that have looked at anti-amyloid drugs like this have not gone so well. But the lecanemab results, and all we've seen so far is the top-line results. We haven't seen the full data set, so we have to be cautious here. The lecanemab results look to be more effective, and that's promising.
So when you say more effective, how much more effective? And when they say slow it down, again, how much optimism should we have?
We all would love to see a drug that took people who had memory loss and completely restored memory. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about slowing the rate of decline. Remember that Alzheimer's is a progressive disease, and over years, memory and other cognitive symptoms worsen. And so what this drug, again, all we've seen is the top-line results, slowed by 27% the rate of decline. So it's not reversing things, but it's slowing how bad things get over a period of 12 months to 18 months.
I heard one explanation today, I believe it was on NBC, that a doctor said that the subjects in this case were rated on an 18-point scale and that they improved one half of a point. Is that a more objective look at this? Because that doesn't sound quite as encouraging.
I think what you're kind of getting at is this clinically meaningful? Is this going to be meaningful in the lives of people who are suffering memory loss or dementia? And that remains to be seen. Again, I'd like to see the full data, which will come out in a few weeks. But, you know, I think from a standpoint of do we understand what's happening in Alzheimer's disease? Is amyloid important? This does suggest that amyloid is an important component of disease and remains a potential target for therapy.
So, and that has been the subject of some debate, right? Whether this is correlation or causation when we see amyloid.
Yeah, I think that it's pretty clear that amyloid accumulation really does correlate with disease, and the data genetically and otherwise suggests that amyloid itself is a trigger for the disease process. But whether it can be a primary therapeutic target remains to be seen.
So as you look at this, obviously when you can cite some significant results, it raises the prospects that the FDA will approve this drug for clinical use. Who would be the best candidates to have it?
Well, I, again, we need to see the full data set, but the expectation would be that people who don't have really advanced dementia, the ones who are experiencing the earlier signs of the disease process, would be the ones who would be most likely to see benefit from a drug like this. I do want to add one thing. This study, and I give them credit for this, has brought in more people of color into the study than most studies. Most studies in Alzheimer's have focused primarily on people who are white. But in this study, there are many more people of color, and I think, therefore, it represents our population in a better way.
Right, and the spectrum of Alzheimer's sufferers.
Yes.
So is the amyloid what we commonly refer to as the plaque, or is that the tau?
Bingo. It is the plaque, and the tau is the tangle. So plaques and tangles are the pathological hallmarks, and the proteins are called amyloid and tau. And there are still efforts to see if tau can be a target, and I think there's a lot of excitement about other approaches, including immune modulation therapy. So It's an exciting time in Alzheimer's, and, you know, this is a glimmer of hope.
Well, we've had our hopes dashed so many times, as some of these drugs are pretty highly touted when they go into, you know, with lab trials, and then when they go into human clinicals, it turns out to be something quite different. If we get into a point where we can eliminate this amyloid buildup or this protein buildup, is the damage already done by it, or can some of this be restored? Can our brains, to some extent, rewire themselves after this is eliminated?
I think it's a really, really good point and a good question. I've been concerned that amyloid accumulation is one of the early features of disease, and any therapy that targets the amyloid is coming too late. The horse is out of the barn, or, you know, we basically can't reverse what's happened. But I do think if given early enough, it will be part of the, ultimately, I think, multiple approaches we take to improve lives and reduce disease for people who have Alzheimer's.
You know, I don't know that many of our listeners know that we have this Michigan Alzheimer's Disease Center, and this is really a coalition of institutions of higher learning, correct?
Absolutely. Michigan State, Wayne State, and the University of Michigan work together across university boundaries and throughout the entire state to try to understand and treat dementia.
And so if we've got Biogen and this other company working on this amyloid, what are you working on, and are you going to be participating in any of the studies that may follow this one?
That's an interesting point. Our theme, the thing we work on, is basically anything but amyloid. We figure enough people have been looking at amyloid, and there are other targets, there are other pathways, there are other ideas about the causes and treatments that we need to be investigating. So our investigators at MSU and Wayne State and at University of Michigan are mostly looking beyond the amyloid phase of disease to try to come up with better understanding and therapies.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best. My father went through it. My father-in-law went through it. I've got friends that are going through it, and this kind of development can't come soon enough. We hear the word breakthrough kicked around an awful lot. Is this a breakthrough? Would you term it that, or is it? Are you putting quotes around it?
I would not call it a breakthrough. I would say it's what many of us have expected to see, some modest benefit from an anti-amyloid therapy. I think a breakthrough will come in some other, at this point, still unrecognized approach to therapy.
All right. And that's your avenue, and that's your approach. And we wish you nothing but the best, Dr. Paulson. Thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure.
Dr. Henry Paulson, the University of Michigan, but in concert with, as he said, Wayne State, Michigan State, at the Michigan Alzheimer's Disease Center.